Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is an interview with Mrs. Marjorie Dong, tape 5.
Sorry that maybe this shouldn't go on the record. Beautiful person. She has three boys,
mother, huh?
Three girls, and they respect her with the utmost fidelity. And she is most parents try to be good, but she was a wise woman, very wise. And she is one of them who said, there's a school there, you go to school. She didn't say what you must take, but she said, you go to school. Mm-hmm. You take all the training that you can. So she
was respected by the Chinese, was also because she was very kind to people.
She's a woman from what I know of her. She never went out to mingle with other people. I think her life is around the family, mm-hmm. and around the husband's business, you know. Rodney's father was in the fish business and fish market. So she was always helping him, mm-hmm. and a busy person, you know. But I don't think she's a community mm-hmm. project worker. I don't think she's, but she's a wonderful parent.
Did you know her before?
I knew of her, and you know, we had met. I used to see her in the store now and then. But I don't know her too well, but what I did know of her, she's a wonderful mother, I think. Yeah. I think any boy who has a mother like that is very lucky, girl too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so like, how about the Chinese parents thinking of having sons and daughters, you know, they prefer to have sons or like old Chinese?
Oh, that's typical Chinese, isn't it, to have sons to carry on the family name.
Even in the United States, Chinese still carry.
Oh, I think it's not just Chinese. I think the Caucasians too, the European stock especially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, do you have anything to say in general about Chinese Americans? You already talked about the
mm-hmm. No, all the Chinese Americans I know, they are children, a family of my friends, my contemporaries. I think they're doing very well.
Mm-hmm. But in the early days, were they, because the opportunities were a little bit limited to Chinese, and in terms of Chinese, you know, have to go through all kinds of hardship.
Yeah. Yeah, the employment opportunity was not wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the after the war,
mm-hmm.
Teaching
mm-hmm.
was closed
mm-hmm.
to any minority group.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now it's open. If you're qualified, you can get it.
Uh-huh. Would the parents think that it's a factor of making decision for the future, I mean, for the children to make decision for the future career? For example, that if there are certain views it's hard for the Chinese, would they say, you know, try to watch not to get into that and get some sort of a view that is more acceptable?
I think at this time, we parents don't know what the children are capable, what would like to do that would be successful in their careers. So I think if wise parents steer away, let them decide, let them expose to different things so they can decide for themselves.
Your experiences are so, you know, cover so much varieties of activities in life. What was your most memorable moment or event that you would like to tell us?
Well, it's odd. I don't have great moments in my life that I cherish, that I like to talk over and over. To me, life is just very
smooth
and thing. Just live on and on, let things take its course. I wish I were more expressive, you know, but I'm not.
Oh, you did very well. It helped us a lot. And in terms of, do you have any sort of a plan for the future or?
Me? Future plans for it? No, I just live each day. Live the best that I can and enjoy my friends and enjoy what I do.
You're still taking a lot of needlework?
Yeah, my craft. And I like to travel. I like to see this country. And I would like to see the world, that world apart that is more stable, that would enhance your travel pleasure. But I don't know, I just, no great expectation and no great plans.
Did you travel quite a bit before? Did you have an opportunity?
Oh, well, not until rather recently. I took a trip to Europe, those tour things, you know. You just have a bird's eye view of what each country has, but because in Europe, the country is so small. For one day, you can travel through 2 or 3 countries. And then I went to one trip, included Greece, Egypt. I really enjoy those, to see the old civilization.
Did you join the American tour?
I think I toured with the KWA.
How about the domestic, am I in local or in the United States, did you travel much?
Well, I have been across the country several times.
During what period of time?
In the 60s, late 60s, after I retired.
Oh, I see. So like before you didn't really have much
to
do
that? No. So after I retired, I had more time. You know, you save your money, you put so much away when you're working. So you can use that.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, tremendously.
How about going back to China and visit your hometown or?
I thought of going back and I was advised that, you wouldn't enjoy it. Because the people you knew are all gone. And the town is about the same. But I said I would like to go to visit. And then I have people who are touring the Great Wall area, you know, go up to Beijing, go down to Shanghai, and Nanking and Canton. But these are the typical tourist spots, but I would like to see the Big Gorge and go to Wannam, you know, Chongqing, and if I went, those would be the areas I would like to see.
I see. So, when did you stop writing back to China?
Oh, I still communicate, write letters to people in Hong Kong.
Do you have relatives there?
Oh, relatives. I don't write to mainland China because for a long time you couldn't get in the mail through.
Right.
But I understand you can do that now. I don't know what they censor or anything.
Did your adopted mother ever return to?
She died in the Hong Kong and it was buried there. So.
During the.
After the Japanese occupation, during the communist regime, when the communists took it over.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
No,
home?
That I know of.
Oh,
I don't know any of my family.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for all the information, and I'm eager to see the newspaper clips, if I may.
This woman, is that one working?
Yeah, that's okay.
Miss Harriet Butts, she's the one, she's typical teacher, you know. The clippings regarding Chinese in Bakersfield, and parties and weddings and and so, and I was glancing over one clipping about a Chinese wedding. The bride had on a typical Chinese outfit. Red, you know, whether she had a veil over her face or not. And her bridesmaid won pink and green and white and blue gowns. That's unusual, isn't it? And every
colorful.
Yeah.
So are these clippings dating from very early days or towards
the No, I think all through the years. Let me see, this is 1940. So that's later.
Well, it's still pretty early, so probably we can go through that and see what can see that.